I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Following Israel's targeted strike on Iran's air defense and missile systems over the weekend, U.S. Middle East advisor Amos Hochstein says Iran is essentially naked. It sends a message in the conflict. Sassen Pakhtar, a reservist in the Israel Defense Forces and the youth pastor at Beit Hillel Congregation, says,
at the beginning, they were saying that Iran probably will not respond. But now, after they realize how big of attack it was actually, Israel was attacking in really specific places that kind of showed them that if it continues that way, we will definitely escalate that.
The war with Iran and its terror proxies is Israel's longest war since 1949. Israelis are seeking spiritual hope. Pray they know the sustaining promises of Jesus Christ. Then, today marks the 507th anniversary of the start of the Protestant Reformation. One hallmark of the movement was that the Bible became more accessible to ordinary Christians, not just the clergy. Stephen Wesley with the Voice of the Martyrs Canada says, the truth of God's Word transforms lives, societies, and cultures. Like the men and women behind the Reformation, God calls Christians today to hold to His truth and follow where His Spirit is leading us.
Our churches and our pastors and our leaders need to have that spirit of reformation. Whenever we're looking at the church, we have to ask the question, are we attached to a monument or are we living in a movement? And so the church is never meant to be static.
Join in praying for deeper unity and love for one another across the global church's many denominations, expressions, and facets. There's more in the full story at our website. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Transworld Radio is offering a free devotional called Making Waves, TWR's journey to reach the world for Christ through media. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.